Well, guys, it's finally happened. I'm sitting here with a Peroni in my hand. Well, half a Peroni, I've already drunk some of it. So this video is brought to you in part by Peroni. Now, if I wanted, I could have had a drink every night of the week. But then it would just be a habit, not an event. So I hope you're paying attention, class. And what is this in the thumbnail? That's right, it's an amoeba, a one-cell creature. And I have this in the thumbnail because it reminds me of femons. Not because they're one-celled creatures, but they're all kind of connected. You won't find too many individuals in the femon herd. And yes, they are a herd, because herds all get together. All move as one. And they do this for protection. From the hunter, man. But actually, man is the hunted. I listened to a video today on MGTOW TV, and I've listened to this guy's videos before, and he talks a lot of sense. In fact, I'll put a link to the video down below. But he said about 10 years ago, but I reckon it's more like 50, femons turned marriage and dating, and really anything to do with femons, to extortion. And you know, I think he's right. Of course, he didn't call them femons. He's got lots of other colourful names for them. There's no real feelings in the femons towards the males at all. It's all just scams. Blackmail. They probably could get a lot more out of males by being open and honest, but that's just not their way. Remember the Me Too movement? That was just a way to destroy men. To remove them from their position. To destroy their character and take their money. Now, years ago, femons tried to pretend it was something different, you know. I fell out of love with him, or he changed. But nowadays, they're not even trying to lie about it. If you think back years ago, where a lot of you young men won't remember, you took a femon out on a date. You paid for everything. Of course, thinking back on it, all those men could have just got a femon of the night. It would have been cheaper in the long run. Anyway, this amoeba takes me back to the old science class at school. I do remember something from my very young childhood. This is when I was living in Canada, you know, in a very small rural town. Me and my childhood buddy, we caught two bullfrogs and were going to perform a heart transplant. The idea was to cut the heart out of each frog very quickly and just swap them over. Although we were very fast, the experiment failed. I wonder if the other guy still remembers he did that, or even if he's still alive. I was a strange little boy. And I have no idea why I told you that, but that's Peroni for you. Take it easy, fellas. Oh, and by the way, you got a test on Thursday on fractions. And if you fail, I'll cut your goddamn heart out.